News from Indonesia, with these dramatic pictures of Dutch forces taking action against Republicans.
For decades, the Dutch government said the army had done nothing wrong as it attempted to regain control of their former colony during Indonesia's four-year-long war of independence that started in 1945. But a study by Dutch researchers has concluded the army did commit war crimes against civilians and that political and military leaders largely ignored the attacks. The Dutch Prime Minister said the findings are harsh but unavoidable and issued an apology for what he called a collective failure.
Dit onderzoek is aanleiding.
For the systematic and widespread extreme violence from the Dutch side in those years and the consistent looking away by previous cabinets, I make today on behalf of the Dutch government a deep apology to the people of Indonesia.
Reports of violence and massacres have been around for a long time, but it wasn't until 2017 that the government commissioned an investigation. It's estimated more than 100,000 Indonesians were killed.
Dit extreme geweld kende vele verschijningsvormen.
This extreme violence took many forms, such as torture, executions without trial, beatings, rape, theft, detention under inhumane conditions, violent reprisals such as the shooting of civilians and mass detention.
But some in the Netherlands think the country has nothing to apologise for. They say the report is biased.
Het geweld, dat is normaal in een oorlog.
Violence is normal when you're in war. There was a war going on. Whatever people want to call it, be it police action or a war of decolonization, it's all true. I can see it from both sides, because I am 50% Javanese, and my family fought on both sides of this battle. It was very violent on all sides.
The Netherlands finally recognized Indonesia's independence in 1949, but more than 70 years on, the country is still coming to terms with its colonial past. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.